Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Natty Nation, this is Desiree and Kaylin, P4P Real Talk. Have you missed us? Because we've missed you. We've, for one reason or another, we haven't been present in the past week or so, but it wasn't for lack of trying. So we are so super happy to be here tonight because this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, like what, Taylor?
Like a Mack truck with ice cream.
Then check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's talk. And you know what? I have to say, I think JB and Chad and Joe, the founders of P4P, they've been listening to our show because do you know what they brought back, what they're bringing back? They're bringing back ice cream sandwich protein, you know. So I like to think that
Jerome's
going to
be happy
in that decision. I like to
Jerome's
think
Jerome's
going to
be so
happy in that decision. I know, because he was in love with that, kind of like you were in love with the snickerdoodle.
No, you don't have to say past tense. Present.
Yeah, I know. I was like, you've been. So a week felt like a year. I feel like you had a birthday, which you're having a birthday. Have you had your birthday already?
Had, past tense.
Oh, my gosh, I missed it. When was it? Was it the 6th? When was it?
June 2nd.
June 2nd. Why didn't you remind me? I knew it was in June. I just didn't get it in my calendar. When in June? I've been talking about it, but you didn't say, yeah, Des, I already had it.
Well, it's no big deal. It's no big deal.
All right, so everyone out there, go to Midwest Muscle or to Kaylin's Facebook page, and please do wish him a happy belated birthday, since I am as guilty in missing it too, and I did not invite any of you guys to celebrate with us. So please do, but also in partial defense, we didn't have any shows last week, so I was talking about doing a birthday show, but I didn't realize I had totally missed it. So do wish him a happy birthday. Kaylin, my friend, happy, happy, happy belated birthday. So how many years young are you?
I'm 45 now.
45? All right. So 45 virtual pinches just sent your way right now.
There you go. Master's class. Here you go. There you go.
There you go. There you go. So with that being said, not only are we excited it's Kaylin's birthday, but we have a super awesome guest with us tonight. All of our guests are super awesome, but I like to personally call each and every one of them super awesome. And I'm going to let Kaylin give you a little preview of who our guest is.
Okay, well, this fella is just one of those unique individuals that is just about as raw in his passion as he is open in how he feels about that passion. And it's just, it's kind of a big relief to get that when you're dealing, you know, around the city of Chicago. There's a lot of wind. I mean, the city of Chicago is named the Windy City just because there was so much BS blowing around. And that's what you kind of get used to, where people are basically talking out of two sides of their face. And this man just happened to be one of those breath of fresh air where everything he said was legit, and he really had something behind what he was saying, so it wasn't just useless chatter. And I was just thrilled to meet him, and every time we met up, you know, at different shows and venues, he was not just the same, but just actually remembering what he was talking about, remembering, you know, the things we were striving for, and actually what he wanted in a show, and he was actually doing that. And it was just, you know, basically getting feedback to find a way to improve every single time. And I was just overjoyed by that because that's what, you know, the natural community needs to grow and improve. So, you know, without further ado, I'll let you actually introduce him.
All right. Well, actually, Shane, I'm going to let you introduce yourself and build on that. So why don't
you tell our
audience? There we go. I'm passing the buck. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you came to be where you are?
Well, guys, I'm Shane from the Midwest here, originally in Missouri. I now reside in Iowa, but I'm a promoter currently with the WNBF, the World Natural Bodybuilding Federation, and you know, I found drug-free bodybuilding in 2002 when I first stepped on stage at the Bluffs Classic. And in 2004, I took that show over and have been promoting that ever since. So this year will be the 19th year for that show, and we'll actually hit year 20 following year.
Wow.
So that's awesome. And, you know, I had a wild hair a few years ago that I wanted to expand natural bodybuilding. It was becoming pretty saturated in the Midwest, and I've been working hard to branch out to the Western states. And last year we started the Front Range Natural Bodybuilding Championships in Denver, and our second year show is this Saturday. So I'm real excited, you know, to have a WMBF Pro Qualifier in Denver, Colorado. So just exciting times right now.
That is super exciting. And I just have to say, I want to thank you again for taking time out of your schedule to be with Kaylin and I tonight. Because after Shane hangs up the phone with us, he's going to do, like, a few small things, and then he's going to hit the road to go to Colorado. So, busy, busy guy. And I have to say, so, your show, I did your show the first year I competed. It was the last show of the year. I think it was, like, my fifth show that year, which is completely crazy. But it was an awesome, awesome experience. But I have to say, I'm a little bit confused. Because when I competed in your show, it was an NANBF show. But now your two shows that you are promoting, you have the Front Range Natural Body Championships in Denver coming up this weekend. And then still the Bluff Classics, which is in Omaha, Nebraska. And they're both WNBF shows. So I guess what happened in there?
Yes. You know, for me, the sport was always about the athletes and, you know, running a great contest for the athlete themselves. You know, I'm an athlete. I still like to step on stage. It's been a couple years. It's about time to get back up there. But for me, the athlete always came first and the integrity of the show, you know, and the guidelines were of the utmost importance. And, you know, unfortunately, over the past 5 or 6 years, there's been a shift within the NANBF, and promoters have been leaving, and you know, their focus is just not the same as mine anymore. I feel that they're, you know, kind of more concerned about big business and sponsorships and some of those things, and you know, some of their integrity has definitely flipped. And, you know, there's some great people there. I've had some great times. I know a lot of great promoters. Definitely the athletes are top-notch. But I needed to move to an organization that had my common interest at heart and the integrity of the sport, and the athlete came first. So, you know, I definitely searched around. I talked to several heads of different organizations, and Bob Bell and Tina Smith and Nancy Andrews were definitely number one on my list. So, you know, and it was kind of funny. It's actually a trip back to the WNBF because the NANBF used to be with the WNBF, and I actually promoted a couple of pro shows for them back in 2008. So, so I guess it's kind of a welcome back home.
It sounds like, and you know, you definitely cannot argue with wanting to keep your focus on the athletes first, because that's definitely, I mean, I think Kaylin would agree with me when I say that's where the focus needs to be in this sport. And I have to admit, kind of sheepishly, that I am not as familiar with the WNBF as I probably could be, should be. Can you just tell us a little bit about this organization?
Sure. It is a 7-year drug-free ban, very much like the NANBF was. We do utilize 100% polygraph testing. One of the main differences, we do a pre-screening polygraph test. So we sit each individual competitor down, go over polygraph questions in advance. Then they're subjected to the live polygraph with a different individual with the actual polygraph tester. I think it makes the integrity of the test a lot stronger. They are, you know, half-hour tests.
I've been subjected to some short-term tests in the past myself, and I have a problem with that. And I think your polygraph testers will tell you that, you know, if they do a full half-hour test with a significant adequate pretest, that those results are, you know, probably in the 95th percentile as far as accuracy. So I'm excited about that. You know, the categories pretty much translate over. The main difference, I guess, is instead of women's physique, they do offer fit body, but it's very similar. One of the coolest things is quarter turns for bikini. You can actually see symmetry quite a lot better with quarter turns, and you get more time on stage, so you get a better look at the athlete.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool. You know, and I think just the fact that I can call Bob Bell on the phone and I can get an answer to a question, you know, usually within a half an hour, and he's pretty much at the beck and call of all the promoters, and it's awesome to see that the OCB has aligned with us and joined up as well, I think just this week they announced expanding into China. So, you know, they're just very progressive about, you know, doing everything the right way and building slow for the right reasons. So it's been awesome to be a part of.
That's the WNBF expanding into China or the OCB expanding into China or both together because now they are partners. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. International ties. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Shane, I got a question for you because it's something that I've really been, you know, kind of taken aback about. And, you know, like you were talking earlier about the sponsorships and some of these supplements that have been sponsored at the arenas can't really be ingested by the natural competitors because it will cause them to fail their test. Has that something that's been, you know, crossing your path more and more often, or is something that you guys are starting to take notice? Or, you know, what's in the future plans for things like that?
I definitely see that being addressed. I know the WNBF is adopting the WADA panel, and I believe we're a full WADA panel now minus, I think, caffeine. But I think that's part of the change that you're going to see is just more standardized testing. I would expect to see other organizations follow suit with that as well. I think there's obviously a huge problem with label deception, you know, in the supplement industry. I've had personal experiences with competitors that have failed tests, you know, claiming to be label deception. And unfortunately, you know, it is up to the athlete to be sure of what they're putting in their body. You know, so they've got to be very stringent on what it is they're using and how much of it. And, you know, what was it? DHEA came into play a couple of years ago in one of my shows. I had a gal fail that was taking twice the recommended dose. And, you know, she tested positive and unfortunately was banned from competition. But, you know, it is the athlete's responsibility to, you know what they're doing in that realm. So I don't know.
I find that, well, you know, and that's something that, you know, we're looking for, I think tonight, tune in on Thursday, because that's the exact topic that we're going to be talking about as far as the labeling, you know, manufacturer's responsibility versus, you know, athlete's responsibility. So clearly we have your take on whose responsibility it is. But, you know, I think there's a lot of discussion that can and does go around on that topic. But, you know, the whole topic about natural athletes and unnatural athletes trying to compete in the natural arena is one that we talk a bit, quite a bit on P4P Real Talk. And in fact, I think it was just even this last week, and I'm not remembering the organization now, but they had one of their bikini pros was just banned for seven years because she didn't pass the test. And It was a whole, you know, big announcement. You know, some people were sympathetic with the athlete, some people were not. I had never quite seen it handled that way before. You know, where does
it was brutal.
WNBF,
let's just be honest. It was brutal.
It was brutal. Where does the WNBF then stand on how they handle athletes,
you know,
who don't pass?
You know, I think one of the misconceptions that a lot of athletes that don't deal with it, and probably athletes in general, don't feel that people fail. But as a promoter, I can tell you that pretty much every year since 2007, I've had an athlete fail every single show. It's not something that I generally talk about. I definitely don't expose the athlete. I don't feel that running their name through the mud does the show or does the athletes that make it through the show the right way any credibility. So the WNBF stance is that they are banned. They're banned for 7 years. There are no exceptions. You know, if they fail a test, whether it's polygraph or UA, it's a 7-year ban. And there's absolutely no wiggle room. There's no exceptions made. I can say that was not the case in the organization that I was with before, unfortunately. There were allowances given and shortened bans and things like that done. So, you know, I think we definitely do it the right way. I used to think that it was real important to expose that athlete for the cheating, but all it really does is take down the outlook on the sport itself. So I would rather focus on the athletes that got up there and trained hard and earned a pro card, you know, and earned the right to step on a pro stage as a natural pro and pass the test rather than the ones that failed. You know, a perfect example was Courtney Samuel won our pro card, you know, last year in Denver. And he's the MC this year. He's on the poster this year, and I have exposed him as much as possible, you know, and I guess I think that's just praise for his hard work, and he earned it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
so I think
that's what we do. I agree with you on that, and, you know, people have disagreed with me, and I don't mind. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But
sure.
I've always thought that it would be more appropriate for the organizations to share. That way you don't basically have them just jumping ship saying, you know, okay, I can't do this. Because honestly, you know, repeat offenders aren't really a surprise, and I'm sure you're witness to that.
No.
And just, you know, in a work environment where it says, all right, they did it once, they're prone to do it again because there's that moral compass is already flawed, you know. So basically, they're just looking for a way to get that trophy, you know, no matter what, because they've already made that decision no matter what.
Yeah.
And that's a heck of a statement when you think about it. But, you know, to watch it happen, it really disgraces the stage. And I've said that, you know, I've been very vocal. I've been very outspoken about it. You know, well, you and I have talked, so you know how I feel.
Yeah,
but,
as do I. You know, one of the cool things about the WNBF is, you know, if we get word that an athlete failed in another organization, and I've had this, and I follow up with the promoters and also the president of that organization, if they disclose that information to me, then they are banned from competing. They're not allowed to compete. And, you know, Bob Bell and the WNBF stand by that 100%. Unfortunately, this past year, I had an instance like that. I went back, I found show results, and, you know, I saw that a competitor's name wasn't there, and yet I saw pictures of them on stage. So, you know, I asked the promoter, and I asked the president of the organization, and, you know, they wouldn't give me that information. So
mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate that they were not willing to share the information. However, the athlete did not pass through our polygraph procedure and was not allowed to compete and is now banned for 7 years. So, you know, I mean, I think we do the best job we can.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish everyone was kind of on the same page. You know, I agree. I wish they would share between federations. I know we did have an agreement with some other natural federations to share banned competitor lists. Unfortunately, they just weren't honoring the list, that they got. There lies part of the reason for my shift as well, I guess, to the WNBF. So.
Well, yeah, and I can see that, and it's got to be frustrating, you know, because like I said, you are a passionate fella, and it's got to be kind of disconcerting when you're pushing as hard as you can for the natural athlete, and you've done more than most people will ever know, and I respect you for that, and it's got to be kind of deflating when you hear that kind of thing happening when you're saying, but we could do so much more if we did come together.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we'd be way stronger together, if there was a way. And, hopefully someday there is, I don't think that door's ever closed completely.
Well, I'm just still sitting here thinking about the whole prospect of being banned from one federation and then jumping over to another. It never even entered my mind that someone would even think to do that, but clearly I guess that happens.
That kind of goes back to my foundation is, I'm a promoter and a competitor for the natural athlete, number one, first and foremost. And, when integrity was lost one place, it didn't change the fact that I wanted to be a promoter or a natural competitor. Those roots still ran deep. So I just had to find a place that had the same outlook that I did. And that's where I landed.
All right. And totally respect that. So, and our conversation has been kind of heavy here for the last couple of minutes. So I'm going to switch up to something fun. So you've got a show coming up, Colorado, this weekend. Talk to us about what the athletes can expect.
Cool, yeah. It's an early show. It's just the second year in running. We do have athletes coming from all over, though. I've got athletes from Texas, North Carolina. There's an athlete from here in Iowa, a local athlete that trains at my gym. But largely the market is in the Denver area. So I'm excited. It's always cool to pull people from different places. Let's see, I think I've got another one from New Mexico. It will be a pro qualifier for both men's bodybuilding and men's physique. So the WNBF has kind of increased their numbers there, too. We've got to have 8 competitors per class to be able to award those pro cards. So they're definitely up in the game as far as what it's going to take to be a pro.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that
Jane,
you had said at one point, just a second, Kaylin, if you don't mind, just real quick before
yes,
I lose
ma'am.
This thought. I'm forgetful.
Right.
But you had said that in the Colorado area, in the Denver area, that it had mostly been predominated kind of by the NPC. There weren't a lot of natural shows. So part of the reason why you were attracted to that area, how is natural bodybuilding being received?
I think natural bodybuilding is being received very well. Colorado as a whole is full of naturalistic, very active, athletic people. I think, unfortunately, the natural athletes right now are just not competing because all they know are non-tested, steroid federations. So the fact that we're going to, that we're working hard to expose them to a true drug-tested, 7-year drug-free organization speaks volumes. And I think we'll see it drastically grow in the next few years. It's just an education thing like it is everywhere. People see an athlete up on stage and they think they're not big enough or they think they're not going to be ready, and then they see natural bodybuilders and realize that, man, with some diet and hard work, I could do that. And so I think that's the biggest message is that, you know, moms and dads and teachers and, you know, students have a place on stage, and it's in the natural arena. Besides the fact that, you know, my number one market that I really want to focus on that I'm excited about is teens and the youth. You know,
yeah,
unfortunately,
you
know, like, grab onto those adolescents, and, you know, I want to get the athlete before they're exposed to that. And I want to get them on stage when they're 13, when they're 14. I don't want drugs to be a temptation to them. I want them to, you know, build their bodies and stay clean and healthy and you know, live long and active lives.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I saw when I went out to one of your shows, and I can't remember which one, because my goodness, but anyway, it was the fact that you were already promoting sponsorships for the competitors themselves, not just the show. And I was just blown away that, you know, the natural athletes were responding by coming in with better physiques, you know, harder work ethic, just the things that had improved just from you doing that. Is that something you're still looking to do, or have you actually grown that?
I think that's always going to be my focus. I mean, every single year, you know, I reward my pro card winners by being on the poster for the next year. They become the poster child, I guess, for the show and for natural bodybuilding.
No pun intended.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Courtney Samuel, great guy, gym owner in Colorado. I went and met his wife before we ever promoted. I talked to him about natural bodybuilding, and, you know, he entered the show, and I got to see his gym, and he brought a couple of people from his gym to come compete. He won his pro card, and, you know, now he's on the poster. He's the MC for the show. You know, I can't wait to get back out there and see him and his family and his gym again. And, you know, that, like I said, it all goes back to the athlete for me, and that's where the focus is. I'm really not there to build this up for myself or to create this pile of wealth or stature. I think the athletes are what comes first. My favorite stories are, you know, I was thinking back about some of my favorite competitors over the years, and, you know, I've had the guy with the prosthetic leg here in Omaha. I've had a blind competitor.
Mm-hmm.
Had talked to people about beating drug addiction, and they step on stage after losing 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chris Valentin, one of my favorite competitors of all time, lost 100 pounds and got on stage and didn't look great the first year. You know, but now he got a pro card, and he's an awesome natural athlete. He'll always be one of my favorites, just because it was early in my career as promoting, I think. Getting to meet Brian Whitaker at our show last fall, who's just a phenomenal.
One of the hardest workers in the business.
Class athlete. I mean, just amazing guy all the way around. You know, so I think the athletes are what it's all about.
Very much so. I mean, I would totally agree with that. So then going into this again, and so the Bluff Classic is in October?
September 10th.
September 10th, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I had seen a 2016 date for that yet. And how is that? I mean, we're still a ways away, but how is that show starting to shape up for you as well?
That one is shaping up well. We're going to be at Westside Middle School again. We'll be a pro qualifier. I'm expecting a great turnout for that event. You know, Omaha is definitely where we started out, is here in this area in Omaha and Council Bluffs. And, you know, I'm excited to see that market grow and find its way over to the WNBF. And, you know, I think they'll be very happy, you know, with everything they see this year.
Mm-hmm.
Very
and,
exciting.
You know, the
and
fact that... Go ahead, Dan.
Nope, I defer this time. Go ahead.
Okay. The fact that, you know, you're willing to challenge you know, to show that natural athletes can hold the fort with stepping on stage shows, you know, your true passion because, you know, regardless what anybody wants to say, the NPC wants to bury any natural organization because they're a threat to what they're doing. And it slows their business down greatly when you have a successful show. And I know they've actually done some, you know, date planning, you know, seeing when you're going to schedule your show and probably, you know, try to piggyback a show on that date to try and drown you out. And I think they stopped that about 2 or 3 years ago where they realized, you know, we're losing more than we're gaining. So, you know, that speaks volumes in itself.
Yeah, we've dealt with that, and it's unfortunate. You know, a few years ago when that did happen, I called the promoter right away. I guess being a little naive, I thought that was an accidental occurrence. You know, and ask if there'd be a way that we could accommodate or that he could shift his date because I already had all my information out and made it quite apparent that that was not going to happen and they had no interest in doing that. And then it kind of showed its true colors, you know, to what we were doing. And, you know, I don't have anything against the NPC, I guess. I think they're setting a negative role model example for natural athletes and for young kids, and I think that's unfortunate. However, if a person chooses to do steroids and wants to get on stage, I think that's definitely the place for them. The number one thing where I think they go wrong is when a natural athlete steps on their stage, they're supporting that same culture, whether they're taking the drugs or not. You know, and I think a lot of competitors just don't see that big picture and don't have that view, but you know, when they're around a little while, they'll see it. It's there. Just like the steroid user that steps on the natural stage and tries to cheat his way into a show. It's the worst thing you could have. You know, you've just ruined the experience for all the other competitors that did the work, I guess what I'll call the right way for me.
Yeah.
So.
No, it is the right way. If you're talking about overall health and fitness, and an overall life of good living, it is the right way. I mean, we kind of, because we know people that use, we kind of don't want to slam them, but it's not really a slam by speaking the truth. I mean, you figure if this is your choice, that's your choice. I don't knock smokers, I don't knock drinkers, and I'm definitely not going to knock steroid users, but it's a choice that basically takes away from overall health and fitness, regardless how they look. Or feel, you know, I've seen cokeheads that basically make it through the day 3 times faster than I ever will. But look at what they've done in the long term to their health. So, you know, we speak because we say this is that and that is this. Because, like I said, there's people we know. You know, all of us, if you're a gym member, you're going to know somebody. And they're going to be nice people. And they're going to be just charismatic as you can ever imagine. But they're still making a choice. It's not healthy.
Right. And I guess I don't even condemn their choice so much as the fact that there's that 16-year-old kid looking at you thinking that you're a role model.
Mm-hmm.
And you're setting the worst possible example you could.
Yes.
You know? So I don't know. I'm just excited to see, you know, natural bodybuilding growing and expanding. You know, my own son's going to turn 13 this summer next month, so I'm excited to get him on stage. And, you know, he's been training hard and working and doing things the right way. And, you know, and I just really want to grow that. I mean, the most awesome thing that could happen to me at the Bluff Classic would be if I saw a class of 10 teenage physique or bodybuilding athletes. I mean, number one, that would by far be the best success I could ask for. If I could get 10 natural teens on stage in a single show, that would be by far more successful than anything I've ever done with any of the shows. Because that is the people that I want to see get the message.
Yes.
And that's rare. On top of it, it's rare. You might see one, you might see two, and they're mostly male, very few females. I think I haven't seen more than one teen female athlete, and that was in figure in a show yet. Yep. And it could be I'm just not at the right shows. But
we had two teen figure athletes 1 year, I think. But and I've had as many as 4 teen bodybuilders, I think, in a show. But, you know, like I said, I mean, they're our future. You know, and Bob and Tina will tell you that's the message I drive home to them every time we talk is, you know, we're missing it. The teens are the future. You know, somebody takes a banned substance and is gone for 7 years, you just lost an athlete probably for lifetime, at least for 7 years. Why not get them when they're 13, 14, and teach them what's right and wrong before they make a misstep, you know?
Yeah.
So
well,
how do we
I'm
going
to harken back to the point about us stepping onto an unnatural stage and basically feeding into what we swear against. And to me, that is hypocritical, you know, because we're saying I don't agree with it, but I'll agree with it.
I know.
So it's kind of confusing where you say, you know, I'm not ever going to take that stuff, but I know I'm going to go up against guys that are taking it, and I'm going to take my money and put it into that arena to sustain exactly what I'm going against.
I know. It seems crazy to me. I just don't see how or why natural athletes would do that, but they do.
Yeah,
and I think maybe it's just because they don't know we're out there yet, you know. But you see natural pros do it too. And to me, that's the most unfortunate thing, you know, is when they go and become a natural pro and then they try to go earn an IFBB card, which I don't understand at all, why they would even want that.
Yeah. I think it's like graduating college and then getting a degree in the drug business. It's like, well, wait a minute. Okay, Des, where you at?
I'm right here. Just following along. Thinking of Breaking Bad right about now.
Exactly.
You guys ever watch
there
that
you
show?
Go. There you go. That's a good example.
You have the chemistry teacher that becomes drug lord or something along those lines. I haven't watched all of it, but
crystal meth.
So I'm going to jump back.
Speaking of Iowa.
We're doing some pink carnage. No, this has nothing to do with it. Stop it. We don't want to start comparing states here. We don't want to do that. But getting back to the teams, because they are a future, and we do want to take them early, and P4P supports that same stance. They're very passionate about keeping kids natural athletes from the beginning and making sure that they understand that natural is the path for them. So how do we reach these kids? Vicky McCann with DFAT, her group is also looking in this area. I've seen you promoting to the teens, but how are you going about talking to this group and educating them about bodybuilding and just the sport in general?
Well, I think one of the things I've done is we created a flyer basically about, you know, staying truly natural. It has Brian Wetter on it and you know, the risk associated with competing in non-tested shows. So trying to educate the teens on what's out there. One of the things I've personally done, and we'll be adding it to the Bluff Classic this year, is you will see a teen physique category as well as a teen bodybuilding. And I plan on having a teen figure and teen bikini class as well. I want separate categories for the teens to compete in so they can truly be up there with their peers, you know, and not have to enter a novice or an open class. And I think that's going to be one of the things that really pushes that market as well.
Yeah.
As well as just to reach them, you know, the social media that they do is a little bit different than we do. I'm still on Facebook and they're on Instagram and everything else, so I'm working my way into that realm and trying to get out there a little bit more to reach that demographic.
Well, that'll work. And there's one of the things that I really enjoyed is that, you know, like I said, you put so much into it that you even consider this type of arena because, you know, kids that are lifting are already in the know about other lifters, and they do know, and we kind of shortchange them by not giving them that credit that they have the understanding because, like you said, they might want to see a natural show, but if it's not available, then they have to go to where their passion is, and that's basically lifting. And if this is the only guy, is the juiced up guy, he's going to have more influence because he's talking more to them. And that's the gist of it, what's going on.
Yeah, you know, well, even for me personally, you know, I really wanted to compete when I was in my teens, when I was 19 and 20. I really wanted to step on stage as a bodybuilder. And I did not make that move because I didn't know about natural bodybuilding. I didn't know it existed. I had never heard of it. All I knew is I wasn't as big as those guys in the magazine. And I had a ton of work to do to get there. You know, and I was a little bit naive. I didn't think that I had to do steroids to get there. I wasn't willing to do them when I found out that that was the way to get that big. You know, and luckily I found natural bodybuilding and, you know, found that arena and made a home here. So, you know, I just want to expose other teams to that, so that hopefully they get that opportunity before they're in their 20s or even 30s before they find, you know, a natural show and decide to compete.
Yes. Yes. And then, you know, that's pretty much the whole thing in the nutshell is that we do have to make them aware because, you know, like you said, they are the future and they do actually, they just need to know you care. And if you're doing things like that, that's how you show it because you figure if you get somebody that's been beat up, they know what being beat up feels like and they're being run over and you know, steadily saying, well, you know, this is what you shouldn't do. Okay, what about what we should? Who's endorsing that? And, you know, that's something you've been doing for over 10 years now, and I'm sure you're going to be doing the rest of your life is basically promoting life. And, you know, regardless of what anybody wants to see it as, that's what you're saying. I want you healthy and fit. And you've been just as horrified as anybody else as the natural competitors that took the wrong road and basically put their health at risk to step on stage. So that's something, I mean, you're covering all the facets, which is beautiful. You know, not just the enhanced side, but, you know, just the help when it comes to actually natural competitors stepping on stage as well. So, you know, if you could, and I know there's plenty of people that you'd love to sit there and give kudos to for basically being so supportive of you, especially, you know, with the changes that you've had and from the different organizations and still been there and help you get to the forefront and keep doing what you're doing, if you'd like to give a shout-out.
You know, I think number one, Bob Bell and Tina Smith, they've just been awesome, you know, to work with the WNBF. Kevin and Linda James have both been really instrumental in helping me get my shows transferred over and going with the new organization. John Nickerson out in Washington has been great. Nancy Andrews, really just the whole team at the WNBF. It's just been awesome. It's cool to get on the phone with a conference call with 20 promoters and everybody's on the same page, you know, and it's just awesome. It's such a breath of fresh air, you know, as a promoter to have everyone else have your back and see it the same way you do. So, you know, I think really the whole team at the WNBF has just been great. And, you know, Brian Whitaker, definitely him. He's awesome. And like I said, it's the athletes from my shows, I think, that create the biggest impact on me. You know, Chris Valentine, Joy Walker, there's a few others that escape me by name, you know, those are the athletes. The athletes are the ones that really do it for me, hearing their stories and the things that they overcome to get where they are.
Well, Shane, we just want to say thank you once again for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to join us. You've definitely got a great path ahead of you. A great path ahead of you. But we have to let you go. You have to get on the road so you can do what you do. So just thanks again. Safe travels, and we'll definitely be keeping our eye on you.
Awesome. Well, keep sending those teams my way, and hopefully we'll see more of them in September. So.
Yep, for sure. Will do. I can say that I have not been disappointed yet by one promoter that we have brought on the show. They all have been phenomenal. They've all had high passion. They've all had the athlete at the forefront of their brain, and all of them are like action oriented. They're not static. They all have, you know, goals of how to keep improving, how to keep moving, and how to keep elevating the sport. And I love that.
Yes. And I love the fact that the driving force is so diverse that we can cover everything, like Shane was saying, if we just come together, because everybody has an idea for the same aspect, just a different road to take. And I'm just waiting and praying for the day where we all can see that we're all headed in the same direction. All we need to do is get on the same highway instead of taking these little side roads and country back gravel roads that slow us down.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But, you know, Dukes of Hazzard had those back roads mastered, so I have faith that however we get there, it can be done. It can be done. So we'll just keep praying on that, keep watching, keep promoting, and keep being positive, and we'll do our part.
And keep waiting on that all shucks.
No. We're going to keep waiting on that all shucks and the ice cream sandwich protein, which is going to be coming our way soon. And speaking of proteins and supplements, do tune in on Thursday, because we are going to get into some real talk about supplements, the natural community, whose responsibility is it when it comes to supplements to make sure that you're not getting the wrong deal and are one of those athletes that you win, you go through the urine test, you fail, and then you want to claim because there was not clarity on the label of the product that you were taking. Maybe it's valid, maybe it's not, but that's exactly what we're in. And God willing, Kayla and I are going to be together again on Thursday to talk about that with you all. So on behalf of myself, Kayla, and P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.